Today in the Tesla Academy podcast series. I'm your host, Michael Riversong. This is Karen. She is a permaculture facilitator in Ithaca, New York. Karen, what is permaculture?
Well, my own definition is that it's an interdisciplinary approach to designing human habitat that goes beyond sustainability towards regeneration and providing for all our needs in the meantime.
That's a nice definition, and it involves an awful lot of different processes from what I understand. Why do you think it's important for students to study permaculture at this time?
Well, last night was the Live Earth concert, and Al Gore has done a great job of helping us learn about global warming. I think a lot of people are realizing that there's a really huge human impact on the Earth right now. And I personally believe that we're stretching the Earth's natural systems that support life very thin. And it's only by human intervention in the positive ways that we're going to make a positive difference in some of the things that are unfolding right now.
I like your use of the word regeneration, because a lot of people talk about sustainability, which seems to be a nice goal, but regeneration goes beyond that. Now, what are some processes that you found in permaculture that specifically facilitate regeneration?
Well, first of all, there's the ethics. The ethics of permaculture are care for the earth, care for the people. And the third one is stated in many different ways, but my favorite definition of it is invest all means to these ends. And I think if we start to think about everything we do as working towards the goals of caring for the earth and caring for the people, we can't help but aim towards wanting a future for our kids that goes past the status quo, and them, the definition of sustainability is providing for the needs of the present without compromising the needs of the future. And I think actually, if I think about my children and their lives, I would like them to have a really bountiful and bright future, not the status quo that we have today.
That's a good goal. And this goes along with a concept that it's the opposite of the end justifies the means, which we've seen in a lot of political systems and really doesn't work, I think. And there's another statement that goes along with this, that fundamentally all environmental problems are ethical problems. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I think, the question of how connected we are, how much we understand nature and its processes is another aspect of that. I think that our Western paradigm about science is actually not really on base. We've got the whole Cartesian mechanistic mindset. And in my experience and in my studies, I have found that actually things are very connected, and there's a beauty, an inherent order and beauty in nature. And what I would like to see is a community and a society that is reflecting that in how we interact with each other and with nature. And I think that does come down to an ethical basis of just what it means to be human and be a good human.
This parallels with a lot of Buckminster Fuller's thinking, I've noticed. And even though I haven't found many people that are particularly aware of his work in this group that we've been with over the weekend, I find that they're doing it, and that's really neat. There are no planes or lines anywhere in the universe. They've never been observed. So when you refer to Cartesian, basically deriving from the work of René Descartes, you really hit it on the head there, because the universe is not a four-section psychograph. The universe is alive, and it does regenerate, contrary to the expectations of some scientists who have run into at times.
I agree.
What makes permaculture distinctive?
I think there are two things for me that make permaculture distinctive. One is that it's based on the patterns and whole systems that I mentioned earlier. And what's special about that is, you know, nature's been around for billions of years, and I see nature as the perfect engineer, because it's creating systems that are self-organizing, that don't produce waste, that can put two things together, like hydrogen and oxygen. And when you bring those two things together, you just looking at the properties of hydrogen separate from oxygen, you would never guess what the emergent properties are when you put those two together and get water. And so what better teacher could we have than that? And permaculture tries to understand the patterns and systems that work in nature. And then, as a permaculture designer, your work is to develop your catalog, be able to see that, and then be able to apply systems and patterns. The other part is exactly that there is a design discipline to this. So permaculture is taught in a intensive certification course, and throughout that course you're learning skills for permaculture design, and you have a practicum at the end. So you're getting actually really technical skills with which you can really lay out and design a sustainable and beyond sustainable system.
That's good. That's a very nice summary, and thank you for that. Do you have some favorite web or other references that you'd like to recommend to people who are getting into this field and may not have a certification course available at the moment, or even providers of certification courses? We should get a reference on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the network of teachers is not yet developed to the point where you can go to a Teachers of Certified Permaculture Design Courses website and go find out anybody and everybody throughout the world. There is a directory of permaculture institutes and interested parties that you can get. You would have to Google it, directory of permaculture, and you'd probably find it. And we could get the exact address if we wanted to. Other favorite sites. For folks to get a great introduction to permaculture, if you Google Greening the Desert, a gentleman from Australia who's been traveling the world a lot, named Jeff Lawton, he has a 6-minute video that's available online. If you click on the Greening the Desert video, he shows you some work that they have done in a arid desert that has been made full of salt because of bad practices agriculturally, and how they've regenerated it to the point where local folks were shocked and called him and said, "Something's terribly wrong, you've got to come." And what had happened was fungi and mushrooms started growing in the mulch, and because it's a desert environment, these folks had never seen that before. So they were very alarmed. But of course, it's just, as we know, in wet environments, mushrooms are a great source of food, and they're great at recycling matter through the environment and capturing nutrients. So actually something wonderful had happened. So I encourage folks, if you want a short and inspirational exposure to what permaculture is, you can Google that.
That sounds good. And the website for the people that put on this conference?
Yes, our website is www.fingerlakespermaculture.org.
Thank you very much, and I very much appreciate your time on this.
Thank you, Michael.